Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, Apple This. Ida Grace back again with another podcast, this time reviewing and demonstrating Knight Commander. I would like to first of all thank John from Woodside Apps for giving me the promo code that allowed me to download this app, and also, thank you, John, for allowing me to do this podcast. So the first thing that I want to let you know of before we open the app is that this app operates in portrait mode. And you will notice that when we first open the app, and I have started the new game from the beginning, so which I needed to do anyway, so it worked out perfectly fine, perfectly well for me. So what we're going to do now is we are going to open the app and the screen will flip to portrait mode. And I will take you through the tutorial and then I will show you some of the other things that you can do with the app. Open Knight Commander.
Portrait. Tutorial welcome gold 100. Food 0. 0% warehouse. Mana 0. Heading.
Okay, so the new feature is the Mona feature, and it's basically, I don't know exactly what Mona is, because the one thing that I will say about this app is that there are very, very vague instructions. When you hit the help button, it gives you very, very vague instructions for each tab, but the latest update added a Mona feature. So the first thing you're going to notice is your stats, and that's the first heading. So you start out with 100 gold, 0 Mona, 0% warehouse, and 0 food, which means your people don't have any food. So we are going to swipe to the right, and it will show you.
That's 250 energy, 5 minutes 0 seconds.
That's the first person, and that's the amount of energy that the people have when you first get the app is 250 energy and 5 minutes to work. Each task takes a certain amount of time and a certain amount of energy to do.
Prep button.
So I'm swiping to the right. There's previous.
Next. Button.
There's next. Those two buttons navigate you back and forth among your people.
No weapons button.
That button tells you that there are no weapons for this particular person. And if you double tap on it, or double tap and hold. So if you double tap.
No weapons. Back to people screen. Button.
It gives you the back to people screen. This will show you there's 5 slots per person, so each person can carry 5 weapons.
No weapon in slot 3. No weapon in slot 4.
So see, every one of these
slot 5
is open.
Back to people screen.
Button. And there's your back to people screen.
Back to people screen.
Button.
It has 250 energy. 5 minutes, 0 seconds.
So that's my first person is Josephine.
Prep, net, no resources, food, town, tools.
These other buttons.
Options.
Are to show you different things. So you can have resources, food, town, which town will allow you to make different buildings. Resources allows you to make different items that you need for the buildings in the town. Tools, you can make different tools. The war screen will let you make weapons for your people. And I will show you how to craft things and make things. So let me get to the tutorial. So in order to get to the tutorial, I actually had to start the game over.
Yes, alert. Welcome, you are the commander of a brand new tribe. Your tribe is waiting for your orders. You are on the people's screen. Use the previous and next buttons to see who is in your tribe. Tap on someone's name to enter the task screen. Assign them to a team by tapping the team name. Swipe through the tasks and tap on gather stones. Wait for them to return. You'll hear them throwing the stones into the warehouse. You need 5 of stone to continue.
Okay, so this tutorial is basically getting us started with the game. So it told us to tap on a person's name to bring up the task screen. And just as a little side note, you can also double tap and hold on a person's name to have all available people perform the next task you tap on. So,
quit tutorial. Button.
There's the quit tutorial button if you think that, okay, I think I get it, I don't need the tutorial anymore, blah, 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 because the tutorial will actually start every time you start a new game.
Continue button.
So there's continue.
Continue button.
And if I double tap that.
Tutorial welcome gold 100, food 0, 0% warehouse, mana 0. Heading.
It brings me to the same screen, so I'm going to swipe right. I had to actually start a new game to get the tutorial to work, so we have new people.
Help. People. Inventory. Shop. Hospital. Tutorial. Quests. No team.
No team.
Rolly has 250 energy. 5 minutes, 0 seconds.
So our first person is Rolly, apparently. If we double tap.
Rolly has 200. Eat needs food.
It brings up the tasks menu.
Sleep. Forage for food stock 0. Get water stock 0. Collect wood stock 0. Gather stone stock 0.
Now, for each task, it tells you stock, meaning how many of each item you have. So the first step of the tutorial told us to find and double tap on gather stones. I have found it by swiping right through the tasks. I'm now going to double tap.
Gather stone stocks. Karen has 250 energy. 5 minutes, 0 seconds.
And it brings us to the next available person. You may have heard the previous person say, okay. Well, if I swipe
no team
to the right,
prep button.
There's the previous button. If I double tap,
prep.
It should bring us back.
Rolly busy gather stones back in 22 seconds.
And it shows you the little timer under her name that shows you what she's doing and how many seconds or minutes until she gets back. And it said in the tutorial,
Rolly busy gather stones back in 8 seconds.
It says you will hear the stones come in. So if you listen closely, you'll hear.
Alert. Well done.
Okay, so the stones are in. Now the next step of the tutorial came up. It says, well done.
Welcome completed. Now try stage. Make items. You can make items from resources. Tell your people to get wood and water. Select the resources screen. It is located bottom left. Tap on make bucket of water 2 times. You can long press on the button to see more options for that item. You need 2 of bucket of water to continue.
Okay, so basically what it's telling us now is that we're going to learn how to make items. And this make items applies to any item you want to make, not just the bucket of water. But what we're going to do is
okay.
Click on OK.
Tutorial stage, make items. Gold 100, food 0, 5% warehouse. Mana 0.
Okay. Heading. So now it says 5% warehouse because our warehouse has 100 slots and 5 of them are taken up right now by stones. So what we're going to do now is find a person and double tap on them to make them do a task. And it says we need wood and water next. So we're going to have one person collect wood and one person collect water. You can have multiple people out doing things at the same time.
Help. People. Inventory. Shop. Hospital. Tutorial. Quests. No team.
Oh, these buttons, I can get to them a little bit later once we're done with the tutorial. But basically, hospital is where you go when people are sick and you double tap on a person to make them better, as long as you have enough gold to make them better. And basically, if they run out of time to work or run out of energy to work or something like that, they go into the hospital. But that's why you have to make sure you remember to get food and feed your people and let them sleep so that you keep their energy up.
Rolly has 155 energy, 4 minutes 17 seconds.
Okay, so it shows us that Rolly's energy has gone down a little bit because she went and gathered stones for us. Well, now we're going to have her collect wood. So if I double tap her name...
Rolly has 100 gather stones, chop down tree, neat gap, collect wood, stock 0.
There it is. I had to swipe back to the left. Now I double tap on collect wood.
Collect wood,
stock. Okay.
Karen has 250 energy, 5 minutes, 0 seconds.
Now Karen hasn't done anything yet. So Karen, I'm going to double tap.
Karen has 200, collect, get water, 4, get water, stock 0.
She is going to get water.
Get water stock 0. Sistina has 250 energy, 5 minutes 0 seconds.
And apparently I'm pronouncing Karen wrong because it's a male, because he just said sir in a male voice. So we will hear the sounds of the wood and water coming back. And again, you can click on the previous person buttons to look and see how much time is left for them. Or you can wait and listen for the sound. There's the wood. And there's the water. Perfect. Okay, so now what we do to make an item is we swipe to the right.
No weapon. Resource. Food. Resources. Oh,
there's resources. We double tap there.
Resources.
And then we swipe left, back to the left. It keeps us on the resources button. I don't know why. But we swipe to the left until we hear make one bucket of water, stock 0.
Rub ink, rub myth, paint, chart, set, fun, clip, leather, brick, strip, make, quest. Oh. Make one bucket of water, stock 0.
Okay, there we go. Now, the rest of those you were hearing...
Stream needs part, stock is 0. Brick needs part, stock is 0.
These are all the resources you can make. It won't let me make them, though, because I don't have any parts to anything, the correct items, basically, to make any. If I did, it would say, make one of this. Stock is however many we have. So the only thing I can make right now is the bucket of water.
Quick tutorial. Quick, make one bucket of water, stock 0.
Now, if I want to make one bucket of water, I can just double tap on this button.
Make one bucket of water, stock 1.
And we made one, and now it says stock 1. If I want to make more than one at a time, however, and this is for anything, I double tap and hold on the make button.
Alert. One of bucket of water needs one water, one wood. Current stock is 1. Sale price is 10 gold.
And it tells you what you need to make each item and how much each item costs if you sell it, which you can sell things from the inventory screen.
Make 2 button.
Okay, so then that next button tells you how many items you can make of that specific item. So I have enough wood and water left to make 2 more buckets. So, if I double tap here.
Make 2. Tutorial stage. Make items. Gold 100. Food 0. 9% warehouse. Mana 0. Heading.
Okay.
Help. People. Shop. Inventory. Inventory.
If I wanted to sell these items, I would come here.
Shop. Husk. Tutorial. Quick. Sell 1 of 5 stone for 4 gold.
And it tells you how many of each item you have and how much they cost. If I want to sell one of the current item, I just double tap on that button once. If I want to sell more than one, I double tap and hold, and it will sell all of the items.
Sell 1 of 1 wood for 6 gold.
So basically I have all of the items here.
Sell 1 of 3 bucket of water for 10 gold. Resources.
Okay, and then the quests button, if I go to quests, it will tell me what different quests I can do to earn gold or earn mana, whatever that is. The instructions aren't very clear, people, I'm sorry. But if you go to the quest screen, you have to sell a certain number of items in a certain number of moves. So it helps to scope out what quests are available ahead of time before you stock up to do them. So I'm going to now go back
hospital tutorial
to the tutorial button.
Tutorial alert. Well done.
And it says, well done.
Stage, make items. Completed, now try stage. Tools you need to make a simple axe. This allows you to chop down trees, which will increase your wood production. To find out what you need to make a simple axe, go to the tool screen and long press on simple axe. You need one of simple axe to continue.
Okay, so a simple axe can be made in the tools screen. And just like in the resources screen and in the town screen and in any of those screens, to find out what you need to make a certain thing, you will double tap and hold on it to bring it up, and it will tell you what you need. So,
okay.
Let me go to okay.
Tutorial stage. Tools gold 100. Food 0. 9% warehouse. Mana 0. Heading.
And I'm going to go to where it says tools.
Keep in the shop. Pause to quit. No ship. No shoes. No speed bonus. No stone box. Nope. No animal farm. No fruit farm. No food bonus.
Oh, I know what's happening. I'm on the metals screen.
Nope. Quit tutorial.
I have to go back to the people.
Hospital. Shop. Inventory. People.
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 Okay.
In shop, pause to quit. No team. Sistina has 250 energy. 5 minutes, 0 seconds.
Okay, so I can tell this person to go get whatever I need for the axe. But before I do that...
Greg, no priest, food, town, tools.
Oh, there's tools.
Tools.
It will show me, if I swipe back to the left, what I need for the axe. Simple axe.
Metal bucket, torch, hammer, pickaxe, divining, stone, knife, knee, saw, knees, scythe, knee, drill, knee, wheel, simple bowl, knees, shoes, bench, spear, knee, simple axe, knee, simple axe, knees, part stock is 0.
Okay, simple axe.
Alert. One of simple axe needs 1 wood, 1 stone knife. Not in stock. Sale price
okay.
Is 22 gold.
So I need 1 wood,
this is
which
is useful to chop down trees.
Okay, so if you'll notice, it says I need 1 wood and 1 stone knife, not in stock. But it didn't say the wood wasn't in stock because I still have 1 wood left. So I need to make a stone knife, which I believe I can do, because I have 5 stones, and I need 4 for the knife. So if I keep swiping to the left,
okay.
And get out of here.
Okay. Button.
And I'll...
Tutorial. Help. Keep in. Quick. Make 1 stone. Knife. Stock 0.
There we go. Now I only have enough stones to make 1 of them, so there's no sense in double tapping and holding on that. So I'm just going to double tap it.
Make 1 simple axe, stock 0.
And boom! Look! There's the make 1 simple axe button. Let's double tap it.
Step alert. Well done.
And now we have a simple axe, and the tutorial says, well done.
Stage. Tools completed. Now try stage. Food and sleep.
Food and sleep.
They need food to keep their energy up. They also need to sleep to be able to perform the tasks. Show them you care by storing 10 food. You need 10 of food to continue.
Okay, what we're going to do for this is I'm going to show you. You can actually have multiple people do the same thing.
Okay, button. Tutorial stage, food and sleep. Gold 100, food 0, 4% warehouse. Mana 0.
So.
Help, keep in the shop. Pause tutorial, quit, no team. Sistina has 250 energy. 5 minutes, 0 seconds.
Okay, so I'm going to double tap and hold on her name. And it should bring up the tasks. And if I select forage for food, all available people should go forage for food. And we'll have more than 10 food, so we'll be able to continue.
System has 250 energy. 5 minutes, 0 seconds.
Okay, if that happens, just tap anywhere on the screen to select a task, and then swipe to the left.
Forage for sleep. Forage for food stock zero.
Now you're going to hear all the people respond. You should, if I double tap.
Yes. Forage for food stock. Kristanna has 250 energy. 5 minutes, 0 seconds.
Well, that's interesting. It should have brought up all of them. I was kind of hoping it would. Oh, well. I'm going to double tap on her then.
Get water. Forage for food stock. Rolly has 65 energy. 3 minutes 36 seconds.
Oh, that means some of the food is back. It doesn't take long for them to forage food. It used to have the double tap and hold on a person's name to have all available people.
Alert. Well done.
Do the tasks. Okay, there's 10 food. And it didn't work this time. It worked every other time. That's weird. Okay.
Stage. Food and sleep. Completed. Now try stage. Buildings. Build a small shop to allow trade to flow. Buildings are found in the town section. When you build a shop, it will open and boost the price of a random resource by 2 other buildings, and items give bonuses to your output. They can be seen after completing or quitting the tutorial. You need one of shop to continue.
Okay, so in order to see what I need for a shop, I need to go to the town, find the shop, and double tap and hold to see what I need.
Okay, button. Tutorial stage. Help. Keep in the shop. Hop to quit. No team. Rolly has 60 prep. Next, no weapons. Resources. Food. Town.
There's the town button.
Town.
Now I need to swipe back to the left.
Mineral shelter need.
Nope.
Bits for iron, coal, shed, shop needs part stock is zero.
There we go, there's the shop. So, what do I need?
Alert. One of shop needs 10 wood, not in stock. 10 brick, not in stock.
Ooh.
Boost the price of a random item by 100%.
10 wood and 10 brick. Well, I can have somebody go chop down a tree to get wood, because now that I have a simple axe, I can chop down tree to get more wood than I would with just the collect wood task. I can chop down tree to get more. So.
Okay. Button. Tutorial stage. Buildings gold. Facebook. Now.
Stop.
Help. Button.
So basically, and these help buttons, guys, give very vague instructions, so I wouldn't rely on them yet. John did say he's still working on updating the app. So let's see.
People, shop, hop to quest, to
oh, people.
Shop, people. People.
So we need one person to chop down a tree.
Hop to no team. Rolly has 65 energy. 3 minutes, 36 seconds.
So if you'll notice, Rolly's energy is getting kind of low. It says 65.
Rolly has 65 forage for food, sleep. 8 total sleep.
So if we have her sleep.
Sleep. Karen has 176 energy. 4 minutes, 26 seconds.
Okay, that should be good. So Karen. Let me see if this. Let's see. We'll chop down the tree.
Get gathers. Chop down tree stock zero. Chop down tree. Sistina has 208 energy. 4 minutes 41 seconds.
And we also will need, because of the brick, which is in the resources section. Oh, that's the sound of the sleep task has ended. So, because I've already played this game, I am aware of what is needed for most things, most of the simple things. So, the shop needs 10 wood and 10 brick. Well, the wood is easy enough. The brick brick requires wood and clay requires stones and water. So it does take a while to make the shop. But basically what you do is you double tap and hold on a person's name if you want multiple people to do the same tasks. And I figured it out. You got to be fast. Otherwise, only one person will do the task. And you have to double tap on an item. See, there's the wood. You have to double tap on an item to make it if there's a make button. Or you double tap and hold on an item to see what you need to make it. And if you don't have any of the item in stock or enough of the items in stock, it will say not in stock and you'll know you need to make more. So I think that that about covers it for making items. So I have all of the items now needed to make a shop. And if I double tap on this button here that tells me to make my shop.
Water alert. Well done.
So two little alerts pop up. This first one is the tutorial. And
stage. Buildings completed. Now try stage. War, you can make weapons and armor in the war screen. Make at least one wooden sword and then long press in a person. Select a slot and pick a weapon. You need one of a wooden sword to continue.
So that's how you put weapons in a slot to tell the game what weapons each person will carry, is you make them the way I showed you how to make items. It tells you what you need, double tap and hold to see what you need, and double tap on the make button if it's there to make one, and double tap and hold on the make button to make all of the items available with all of the available things. So I'm just going to show you how to make a wooden sword.
Okay.
You just need three wood.
New shops.
Ah, yes, it tells you what kind of shop you just made. I just opened.
A cloth shop has opened. The price of cloth is now 194 gold.
Well, that doesn't do me much good because I don't have enough resources to make cloth right now.
Okay. Button. Hospital. Tutorial stage. War gold 100. Food 2, 16% warehouse, Mana 0, heading.
So what I can do now is I can see how many wood pieces I have left by
shop, hop, shop, hop, to quick, no team. Christina has 200.
Double tapping on a person.
Has 200. Eat total food is 2.
Finding a item that will make wood, like collect wood or chop down tree.
Forage, get water, collect wood, stock 5.
I have 5! So I have enough to make a wooden sword. So instead of having a person do a task, I can
get or sleep. Eat, talk, sleep.
I'll just have her sleep so I can get out of here.
No team.
Okay, so now I can go
prep neck, no web resources, food, town, tools, war.
To the war screen.
War.
And I can swipe back to the left.
Rubber trunk, but make quest. Make one wooden sword, stock 0.
Boom. But if you notice, there's 2 make buttons here.
Make one club, stock 0.
I can make a wooden sword, or I can make a club. Okay, the sleep task ended. So, making a wooden sword requires 3 wood. Making a wooden club requires 4 wood. Well, I need to make a wooden sword to continue with the tutorial, so
make one wooden sword, stock 0.
Double tap.
Bow and alert. Well done.
Okay, that probably means we finished the tutorial. Let's see.
You have finished the tutorial.
Indeed.
Okay. Button.
Okay.
Gold 100. Food 2. 14% warehouse.
Now, what we can do is we can pick a person, which I already have.
People.
So go to people.
People.
I'm already on a person.
Host, no team. Rolly has 250 energy. 5:00
If I swipe right past her name,
button.
There's the previous
next.
And next buttons that navigate you through your list of people.
No weapons button.
There's the no weapons button. So I can double tap that.
No weapons. Select what weapons Rolly has. Heading.
Okay, so this is what weapons do I want her to have?
No weapon in slot one.
So none of the five weapon slots are full. So I'm going to just double tap on slot one.
No weapon in slot. Select a weapon to put in slot zero. Heading.
Okay, that's actually supposed to be slot one. The numbering still needs to be fixed.
One of a wooden sword.
And that's the only weapon I have is a wooden sword right now. So, double tap.
One of a wooden sword. Select what weapons Rolly has. Heading.
And now it takes us back to the weapon screen, and look!
Wooden sword in slot one, 100%.
Woohoo! Now Rolly is carrying a wooden sword. That is how you put weapons in slots for people to carry. And the war screen, if you want to start war, is in the shop, which it's not that well done yet. I've tried it. It still needs a little bit of improvement.
No weapon in slot two.
So it shows me the other weapon slots are still empty because I don't have any weapons in there.
Select what weapons Rolly has. Heading. Select what weapons Rolly has. No weapon. Select what weapons Rolly has. Heading.
Oh, I need to go.
Nope. Back to people screen.
There's the back to people screen button to the right. Now, double tap.
Back to people screen. Rolly has 250 energy. 5:00
And let's see. What else do I want to show you? I want to show you.
Next one. Reese food town two war option options.
So, in options, you can do things like start over.
Options. Dice work town. Button. Food. Read. Dark speech. Zero. Meet. Back to game. Button.
So, the first thing in the options screen is back to game.
Sound FX on. Button.
There's the sound. Do you want sound effects, meaning the people talking, the people eating, the people sleeping? Do you want that on?
Speech off.
Speech is off. This game has in-game speech. You don't need that. I don't actually find it very helpful, especially since I have voiceover.
Dark theme button.
So that button will let you change the theme. That's a visual thing.
Resources button.
And then there's some more options past here.
Food, town, tool, war, start new game button.
There's a start new game.
F-A-Q. Button.
Frequently asked questions button.
F A Q button.
And that's it. So then.
Back to game.
Back to game.
To game. Help button.
Like I said, if I double tap the help.
Alert. Use the previous and next buttons to navigate through your people. Tap on them to give them something to do. Their energy and time they can work for is shown. When someone is busy, their current task is shown and when they will be back. If a person has no health or time left to work, they are shown as in hospital. Tap the weapon button to equip them with weapons you have made.
Okay.
Button.
But see, it doesn't tell you the whole double tap and hold to have multiple people do things, and it doesn't tell you, it doesn't give you specific instructions that are very clear, and the shop screen has no help button at all.
Gold one, help, keep in, shop, shop. Pause, med, quit, you need 275 more gold to recruit a person.
This is what I wanted to show you, the shop screen. You can do different things. So it'll actually show you how much more gold you need before you can do each thing. So this says you need 275 more gold to recruit a person. If you double tap on that button and you have enough gold, it will automatically add a new person to your tribe.
You need 650 more gold to add energy.
If I want to add more energy to my people. This hasn't been accurate, though. Sometimes I will, I've noticed that even if I have enough gold to do something, it doesn't always let me do it when I double tap. So, I think John said they're still ironing out some bugs.
You need 500 more gold to add time.
Okay, you can add time. It lets you add a minute. It lets you buy 1 minute at a time.
You need 100 more gold to expand warehouse.
I want to expand my warehouse. You can also make a shed once you have the right equipment and items.
Personalize.
Okay. The personalize button will allow you to personalize your people, change their names, change their gender, put an image with them, and each person costs 1 gold.
You need 350 more gold to feed all.
Okay, if I want to feed all my people, I need 350 more gold to do that.
You need 275 more gold to put all to sleep.
If I want to put them all to sleep, I can do that.
Go to war.
And that's the war button, which, again, I haven't found to be the best.
Game history.
Game history will show you your last 50 things that you've done. And
you need 100 mana to cast Resurrection.
100 mana to cast Resurrection, which I believe means you raise a person, bring them back from the dead, or basically make them well again.
You need 10 mana to cast Creation.
I need 10 mana to cast Creation. So see, it will tell you what you need to do different things in the shop.
You need 500 mana to cast Alchemy. Resources.
Oh, alchemy turns your stone into gold, if you want to do that.
Hospital medals.
The medals will show you what bonuses you've earned. You earn bonuses by creating buildings and different items. You can create, you can get food bonuses, which basically means that when your people eat, they will gain more energy than they normally would when they eat. And you can also gain sleep bonuses. You can gain speed bonuses, meaning the time it takes them to do things speeds up. And also, if you want to, you can put your people in what's called hibernate. If you click on a person, double tap on their name, and you swipe all the way to the right past all the other things, and you see hibernate, you can double tap on that. If they're not in the hospital, they will go into a state of basically, I am going to wake up in, and it'll show you again, this person is busy hibernating back in X amount of minutes. And it will actually show you. And what that basically does is it restores people's time and energy to their full capacity. So that's what the hibernate button does, is basically, okay, all your people who are hibernating will be back in X amount of minutes and seconds once their time and energy have been restored to full capacity. And if you've bought more time and more energy, they will be restored to that. Also, too, one last little thing. This game has disasters, and you have a certain amount of moves to do certain things. So sometimes a fire can be headed towards your town, and you need X amount of buckets of water to put it out, and you need to do it in Y amount of moves. So I've had to make 29 buckets of water in, like, 12 moves before. So you really, and the more you complete, and the more successful you are, the faster you are at avoiding those disasters, you gain gold, or you can gain mana. And another way to gain those is by doing quests, which again, you can only accomplish those in a certain amount of moves, and it will tell you what those moves are. Okay, that is pretty much the game. If you have any questions, you can contact me, GABBYABBY96 at charter.net by email. Again, yes, I do go still have Abby in the email, but Ida Grace is what I prefer to go by. So thank you. Enjoy the app and let me know if you have any questions. God bless.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.